I'm Dan Clefstad. Candidates for president who want to appear on the Illinois primary ballot can file petitions today and tomorrow. The primary will take place March 17th. The State Journal Register reports the Democratic Party of Illinois hasn't taken a stand on which candidate to support, but 184 delegates and 13 alternates will be up for grabs in the national convention. Illinois State Police are reminding people that certain laws will need to be followed even though recreational marijuana is legal. People 21 and over may have up to 30 grams of cannabis and up to 5 grams of concentrated THC. ISP Director Brendan Kelly says they can also have up to half a gram of edibles.
And if you're going to transport it in a vehicle, it has to be reasonably inaccessible and in a sealed, odor-proof, child-resistant container, and you cannot use it in a vehicle. And you can't use it in a public place.
Kelly says it's illegal to use cannabis in front of people younger than 21 and still illegal to drive under the influence. Employers can also set up their own policies about cannabis use. That includes zero-tolerance rules. Meanwhile, a non-binding referendum on allowing the sale of recreational cannabis in Decatur will be on the ballot this coming spring in much, but not all, of the city. The Decatur Township Board voted last week to put the question on the March 17th primary ballot. Lisa Kendall with the Decatur Dispensary Project notes the township referendum only covers part of the city.
It won't cover all the citizens within Decatur, but it'll cover 5/7 of them, so a vast majority. Almost 50,000 people are included in the township. And with voter turnout being what it is, it's not going to be 50,000 ballots cast, and yet still a wide enough net for us to have, you know, an impact in the primary election.
The Decatur City Council voted in the fall to bar dispensaries and other cannabis businesses in the city and also voted down proposals for a referendum on the topic. Kendall says the township referendum is only advisory, but it would make public support for allowing dispensaries harder for Decatur City officials to ignore. 4 years after Chicago was chosen as the site of the Obama Presidential Center, it is still unclear when construction will begin. Early predictions were that the $500 million facility could open this year, but the Chicago Tribune reports the Obama Foundation has been reluctant to publicly release a new timeline. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Hundreds stood in line as the sale of marijuana for recreational purposes became legal in Illinois. Supplies are expected to be limited over the next several weeks, but dispensaries in this region began selling early on New Year's Day, and customers lined up before sunrise to make their purchases. Illinois is the 11th state to broadly allow marijuana's use and sale for people 21 and older. Even with a strong national economy and low unemployment, Midwesterners are accessing more of their food from area pantries. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports on why that is.
In November, the Des Moines Area Religious Council, or DMARC, provided food to a record number of people. Low wages and debt can push an employed person toward a food pantry to help get through the month. And DMARC's Luke Elzinga says it's not that more people are hungry.
While we've seen overall need decrease, what's happening is more people are using food pantries and less people are using food assistance.
Some food pantries are struggling to keep the shelves stocked. The challenge can be especially great in rural areas where fewer complementary services are available and nonprofits have a harder time raising money. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Starting next school year, Illinois high school students will be automatically admitted to some public universities if they meet certain criteria as a part of a pilot program. The GPA will have to be in the top 10% of their class, or they'll have to have a 3.5 GPA or higher if the school is too small for rankings. I'm Jennifer Fuller.